Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning, happy Saturday, and welcome to another episode of The Working Wife with me, your host, Myro Simpson. So last week, we talked about setting and keeping our priorities straight. And if you will recall, my priorities are God, spouse, children, career, in that order. Now, I have often received the question from women of, well, what about me? I don't see anywhere in this combination where there's time for me, taking care of me, just having me time. So I want to make sure that we spend today talking about me. And me references the MVP of my team. And so I don't want you to think that this is putting myself above everyone else or saying that I'm the best person in my family. MVP is an acronym that I'm using, and it talks about my mental health, my value, which we'll talk about emotional health in that segment. And then the P is for my physical health, okay? Now, many of you I know are wives, mothers, daughters. Some of you are taking care of an elderly parent. You may be a grandmother who's caring for your grandchildren. You're an employee, you know, a woman who can't seem to find any time for yourself. So my question is, are you tired? And are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? As women, we play so many different roles for so many different people. We have our husbands, our children, our parents, our siblings, our employers, and that's just to name a few. So tell me this. When do you simply play the role of being me? Many of us, dare I say most of us, are so busy playing one of the other roles at any given time that we have either lost, neglected, or cannot remember how to care for our team's MVP. Now know this, you are of absolutely no good to those who love you and care for you, and the ones that you are trying to love and care for if you're not taking care of you. Now you may be able to hold it together for a while, but eventually you will crack, and the bitterness and the resentment and all of those negative feelings will come out, and they will have a detrimental impact on you, your family, your career. So today we're going to make a decision not to crack, and the way we're going to do that is we're going to take care of our team's MVP. Now, you may be asking, how do I take the best care of me? Well, I'm glad you asked. We're going to focus on, again, the three areas, which are our mental health, our value, which is our emotional health and being, and our physical health. So let's start with our mental health. I did a little bit of research, and according to Dr. Wanda K. Jones, who is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Health, women's health in particular, stated that women's mental health is critical to their overall health and the health of our nation. Okay, so for those of you who are out there getting your superwoman cloth dry cleaned and cleaned up to put back on, now you got the weight of your mental health and the nation on your shoulders. So when your mind is right and clear, you tend to function better. We make better decisions. You don't fly off the handle for seemingly no reason at all. Think about it. Who pays the price when our thoughts are scattered, we don't have the ability to focus on what's important and what needs to get done? Important people to us suffer. Our husbands, every little thing he does gets on our nerves, which tends to equal little to no intimacy. Our children, one wrong move and you're yelling and punishing them, and again, it's a mommy's off her meds moment for them. Your employer, I'm not mentally there, I lack engagement, I have low productivity, and if you're sitting next to me not engaged with low productivity, that means you're impacting my bonus or my incentive, and then you've got some explaining to do. And then, of course, even for me, when my mental state is not where it should be, I'm frustrated, I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm depressed, I'm tired. Now, if any of you like being in those states, that's fine. Just keep doing whatever it is you're doing. Don't worry about any mental clarity. Just stay in the muck. For me, I'm going to choose to get out of the muck. And so you may be asking, well, what do I do? How do I begin to promote good or better mental health for myself? A few things. One, keep exercising, not just your body, but your mind. I was sharing with someone earlier this week that I used to read all the time, and I don't really anymore. So I'm going to challenge myself to do a little bit more reading because it stimulates the mind and reminds me of what an intellectual creature I am. Do things that you enjoy. You have a hobby, something that sends happy signals to your mental space. You know, strengthen family ties and relationships. Sometimes our mental clarity becomes cloudy because we feel like we can't talk to anyone about what's going on, or we don't have a person who can help us make sense of the things that are going on in our lives. Eat lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts. I'm sure I wrote that down when I was doing some other kind of research on what helps brain stimulation. I can't quote the source, but I'm sure if you were to get with any nutritionist or health guru out there, they're probably going to agree with that one. Take some time off from being a wife, a mother, or a career woman. Just have some me time, whether it's 15 minutes a day or 15 minutes a week. Make sure you just set aside some time for just you to decompress, to think about nothing, whether that's a space in your home, outside of the home, in the garage, in the car. One of my favorite places is the bathroom. So find some space just to have some me time. And for those of us whose mental clarity is something that no one can help us with if they haven't been to school for it, get yourself a professional therapist or counselor. The professional part is important. Your girlfriend who agrees with everything that you say is not a professional counselor or therapist. She's your yes woman. She's there to make you feel good. She will not help you really figure out what part of the unclarity you may also be playing. So you want to make sure that you see someone who can help you truly work through and find some mental clarity. Okay? Now, let's move on to our value. The question I have here is, how do you show others that you value yourself? And even more importantly, do you value yourself? We tend to find ourselves in this emotional up and down battle and trying to figure out why nobody loves us and why people treat us a certain way, which has a negative impact to our self-esteem. And to that, I say that it all comes back to you. People will treat you the way you allow them to. They get their cues from how valuable you are from you. So if you are sending out messages or behaving in a way that says, I have low self-esteem, I'm not important, I'm not worthy of being loved, people will pick up on that. And you may have a handful out there who are trying to save every lost soul who comes across their path, but then you're going to have more people who are going to see an opportunity to take advantage for their good. And that's not going to have any positive impacts or benefits to you. I was reading in the scriptures and made note here. You have to remember, woman was created in God's image, along with man, with love by the Father. You can find this in Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27. So you are a reflection of God himself. Now, if you don't believe in God, it's very possible that you're about to drop off of the program right now, and that's okay. But for those of you who are choosing to hang around with me, God created you as a reflection of himself, and I'm pretty certain that he esteems himself rather highly, and I'm certain on that because he expects and requires us to do the same of him. So if for no other reason than this one, you need to believe that you are valuable and worthy, okay? Let's be clear. I'm not talking about your value as a wife, mother, or career woman. This is simply your value as a person. Think about, you know, what words do you use to describe yourself? What messages are you giving yourself when you're looking in the mirror? Are you taking care of yourself? You know, am I scheduling my doctor's visits? Am I exercising? Am I eating right? You know, am I getting in that me time and getting a mani-pedi every now and then, keeping my hair appointments versus deciding that, oh, I can use the money somewhere else, which typically means it's for someone else. So stop neglecting yourself. And then ask yourself, who and what do you allow into your personal and mental space? Are they positive or negative influences? And is it time for some house cleaning? So I want you to give some serious thought to how much you value you as a person, and remember that that will dictate what you allow and accept from others. Even more importantly, it will dictate what others will believe they can say and do to you and about you. All right, so how do I create and see myself as a more valuable person? Be proud of who you are. Remember that you are who you are because of your past experiences, not in spite of. We're women, we're really good about allowing our past to dictate our present and our future. Nothing you can do about it. Move on, learn from it, let it go. Expect and demand good things for yourself. This is from you and from others. Stop seeking everyone else's approval to do and be you. It is not something that is moving you forward, and trust me, other people really don't want to be your guide into how you should be and do you. Always speak to yourself and about yourself from a positive perspective. I have some girlfriends who they just simply ooze so much self-esteem and knowing that they are thebomb.com that sometimes it can be sickening. But I've learned some things from them over the years, and I think I'm pretty fabulous myself these days. So when you look into the mirror, tell yourself you are worthy. Tell yourself you are fabulous. Tell yourself you are fine and sexy. Tell yourself you are intelligent. Tell yourself these things, and you will begin to exude them, and other people will pick up on it, and they, too, will believe these things about you. All right, don't allow others to speak negatively about you or treat you with disrespect. Sometimes this happens over time. Someone says a little snide remark, or they say something, and they are, quote, unquote, just joking, just playing, and we don't say anything. We don't cut it off. We allow it to go on, and then you find yourself in a situation where you have someone consistently speaking ill or negative about you. Not acceptable. Not acceptable at all. You have to put people in check. You are the compass for how people will treat you, and so you have to make sure that if they seem unclear about what is acceptable when it comes to you, make it clear for them. Okay? Remember whose you are and in whose image you were made. Okay, we talked about that a little short while ago. And then every now and then, pat yourself on the back. It's okay. Tell yourself you're doing some amazing things. Tell yourself you're a great wife, a wonderful mom, you're kicking tail at the job. It is all okay for you to give yourself a pat on the back every now and then. All right? And also remember that it's okay to express healthy emotions. So having emotional clarity doesn't mean that everything that comes from me is positive. Sometimes I am going to be sad. Sometimes I'm going to be upset. Sometimes I'm going to be angry. Sometimes I'm going to feel depressed. And the way I work through that is not by holding it in, but by sharing it in a constructive, healthy way with someone who is genuinely concerned about my overall health. Okay. So let's move on to our physical health. Now, I will say that when I think about myself and when I talk to my girlfriends, some of us tend to struggle in this area. You know, we're moving into February, or we're in February, and many of you probably made some New Year's resolutions that included a gym membership or a lot of home equipment that all of a sudden we started out in high gear, moving things forward, and now we're starting to see the dust collect, and we're trying to figure out why on earth we signed up for an entire year's membership. Because now the excitement of New Year's Eve has worn off. Well, from a physical standpoint, I had to make a decision determine why this was so important to me. And my husband and I were having a conversation, and he said that a little over, I guess a year ago, about 18 months ago, when he decided to get healthy, it was right before he was turning 40, and he said that he needs and wants to be around to see our children grow up. So he wants to be at high school and college graduations. He wants to walk them down the aisle. He wants to hold his grandchildren. And at the rate that he was going, there was a greater probability that those things would not happen. And so I thought about that most recently and said, okay, even though I don't want to do these things, I found myself feeling guilty and a little bit selfish because my physical health is something that impacts those who love me and who care for me and who want to see me around for many, many years to come. So I've decided that I'm going to take better care of my body. After all, you only have one body. And it will look only as good as the work you put into it. So this isn't just about exercising, but it's also about your diet. And if you haven't heard it, when you decide to get on your health kick, a lot of us focus a lot, or we tend to focus on the physical aspect of going to the gym, lifting weights, and running. But the nutritional piece is just as, if not even more important. I believe they say that the percentages are 80% of what you put into your body and 20% of it is exercise. So you want to make sure that you are putting the work into your body to make sure that it will be healthy and that it will look good and you will feel good. So you accomplish so much more when you feel good. I took on a challenge that was put out there by my husband's cousin, Janita Simpson. And for the month of January, we did the Nike Plus Challenge of having to put in 65 miles by the end of January. And while there were only three of us, Janita, my husband, and me, and both of them finished several days ahead of me, my satisfaction, my reward was simply completing the challenge because I can't remember the last time I put in 65 miles that were not behind the wheel of a car doing anything. So to have put in those 65 miles and feeling the difference in my body. You know, the aches that I feel when I wake up in the morning now are not because my bones are getting old and stiff and brittle, but it's because I've put in some work. I've walked. I'm even doing a little bit of jogging. You know, running is not my ultimate goal. Let's be real clear about that. But my body's feeling good, and so it will do things that normally it probably wouldn't at this point, right? There is a direct correlation, okay, at least in my opinion, between your physical, mental, and emotional health. So when I look and feel good physically, I tend to think better, feel better about what I see, who I see in the mirror. And exercising gives a lot of mental clarity. There's a lot of things. You think about stuff while you're exercising, and there's a lot of clarity that can come from being physically fit. Make sure you get your annual checkups. So whether it's seeing your primary care physician, seeing your OB, getting a mammogram, making sure that you're getting your blood work done, get in there and make sure that you're getting all of your physical exams for your body. When going to see your doctors, write down any concerns that you have. Take a list of questions, and don't be afraid to ask about anything. And even more importantly, don't allow your doctor to rush you through. You're paying. You made an appointment. Use the time wisely, and so make sure that you're getting all answers for you and your body. Oral hygiene is important also. Make sure you're seeing your dentist and getting at least your two cleanings every year. Get your eyes checked once a year. Decide on the cute frames or the contacts, whichever one makes you feel pretty, right? Learn about foods and know what you're putting into your body. You know, make sure you smell good. Make sure you look good. Treat yourself again to that mani-pedi or the massage or the facial. So you just want to make sure that you are taking care of yourself physically from head to toe, inside and out. So now we've come to the part of the show I affectionately refer to putting on your big girl panties. And again, today we're focusing on taking care of our team's MVP. And, of course, the mental is where we talked about mental clarity and promoting good mental health. So as a reminder, I want you to keep exercising your body and your mind. Do things that you enjoy. Strengthen your family ties and friendships. Eat lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts. Take time off from being a wife, mother, and career woman. Just have some me time. And again, see a professional counselor or therapist if you believe that's a must. If you want to jump in and share any comments, feel free to call in at 347-996-3160. Press 1 if you'd like to make a comment, and I'll be sure to get you in on the air. All right. Our value, which, again, we focused on our emotional health. Want to make sure that you remember that you are created in God's image. You are a reflection of Him. And so you want to make sure that you are being proud of who you are. And make sure that you also remember that you are who you are because of your past experiences, not in spite of. You want to expect and demand good things for yourself, not just from you, but from those who are around you. Stop seeking everyone else's approval to do and be you. Always speak to yourself and about yourself from a positive perspective. Take good care of you. You know, get some good eats, good sleep, good exercise. Don't allow others to speak negatively about you or treat you with disrespect. And, you know, pat yourself on the back every now and then, and remember it's okay to express your emotions as long as we're being constructive and doing it in a healthy way. From a physical standpoint, remember you only have one body, and it will look only as good as the work you put into it. So you want to make sure that you are getting your annual doctor's visits in. So whether it's your physical or mammogram, whether it's the dentist or the optometrist, you want to make sure that you're getting all of your checkups as you should on an annual basis. Get active. Make sure that you are working that body so we can get it toned and fine. Learn about foods and know what you're putting into your bodies. Again, your physical appearance is 80% what you put into your body and 20% exercise. And make sure you look and smell good and treat yourself every now and then to a mani-pedi, a massage, or a facial. So that's what we have, ladies. Again, although my priorities are very clear, God, spouse, children, career, in that order, I am also very mindful that it is important for me to make sure that I'm taking care of my teen's MVP, because it is extremely difficult for me to take good care of them if I'm not taking good care of me. All right. That's our show for this Saturday morning. I hope you have taken at least something away that allows you to take better care of your teen's MVP. Remember, I'm here every Saturday morning at 9:30 Central talking about this thing called life and marriage. And also here on the Bridal Tribal Wisdom Radio Network, we have shows throughout the week for everyone. So whether you're happily married, trying to figure out why you got married, wanting to be married, or just trying to figure out how I can be a better me for we, join us here, check out our listings on the site, and listen in to a couple episodes by some of the great hosts who are here throughout the week. Again, I am The Working Wife, Myro Simpson. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter as The Working Wife. Check out my blog at theworkingwife.com. And if you have any questions or comments or any topics that you'd like for me to address on an upcoming show, email me, contact@theworkingwife.com. Until next Saturday, thank you and enjoy your weekend.